This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, March 22. Ambassadors. Our reading comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Since then, we know what it is to fear the Lord. We try to persuade others. What we are is plain to God, and I hope it is also plain to your conscience. We are not trying to commend ourselves to you again, but are giving you an opportunity to take pride in us, so that you can answer those who take pride in what is seen, rather than what is in the heart. If we are out of our mind, as some say, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here, and this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. An ambassador is an official envoy, a ranking diplomat who serves as one nation's representative to another nation. As priests serving in Christ's kingdom, we are ambassadors. This means that an ambassador lives at your house. You represent God. You are an official agent commissioned to bring God's message of reconciliation to the world. As Christians, we are called to use this status to minister to others in a way that leads people to be reconciled with God and with each other. This is an awesome and humbling task. The world needs ambassadors for Christ today. The world claims that when conflict or tensions arise, they can't be repaired. So we live with fractured pieces and ongoing tensions everywhere. But the Word of God says something different. As priests, we have been given the ministry of reconciliation. We are to bring peace and unity to relationships everywhere. When we seek peace in our relationships by reconciling one to another, we are being priests. This is needed in this dark and hurting world. Are you willing to accept the responsibility of being a reconciler, a priest and ambassador in God's kingdom? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for using me as your instrument today. May I be an agent of reconciliation as your ambassador in this world. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.